Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great. And on my way into work, I took the opportunity to drive around Michigan and downtown Lansing, as well as through the part of the south side that our radio station is located on. And it appears we didn't get as much as we thought.
No, it doesn't seem like we got quite as much, and that may be thanks to, you know, we had a lot of mist and a freezing little mist and what have you. But the problem's going to be now, Tony, is the blowing and the drifting, because we did get, you know, sufficient snow, more snow than many of us have seen in nearly a decade. But the blowing and drifting is going to be the problem. So you want to be really careful driving out there.
Would you suggest that folks get out on those roads, or would they be better to stay home?
You know what, Tony? Looking around, better to wait if you possibly can. You know, your personal safety is very important. So if you can wait and let all the snowplows out there do what they do best and just hold off, it would be the safest thing. Probably the smartest thing.
Well, from your information, what have you seen around the state as far as snow, how the road conditions are?
Well, the road conditions, the snowplows are out there in most of the areas, but they've done like one lane in some places, and they're going to have to go back and do a second lane, the third lane. A lot of the neighborhoods, though, have not been snowplowed, and this proves the point. This morning already, we've had almost 400 calls for roadside assistance, a lot of spin-outs, cars in ditches, dead batteries, the whole gamut of winter car woes.
So folks definitely should just keep the cars in the garage and let the plows take care of that snow.
Exactly. And hold off on driving if you can. And certainly, though, if you do have to go out, be as safe as you can. Make sure that you clear off all of your windows, Tony, not only the front and the back, but the sides, your rearview mirror, and then your brake lights, your headlights. You want to be as safe as you can out there.
And, Nancy, before we let you go, AAA is seeing a lot of calls, so folks are just going to have to be patient if they're stuck.
Right, and that's a very good point, Tony. We're taking emergency calls first from people who are in a dangerous situation. If you've been broken down on the freeway or you're in a major intersection, we're taking those as a priority call. If someone's in there, you know, they're trapped in their own driveway, we'll get to you, but you're at least safe. So we're trying to make things as safe as possible and get to the people that are in harm's way the most.
And how do people contact AAA?
Well, they all have the 1-800 number, and we should say we service AAA members, and we've got about 1.6 million of them statewide. So we know we're going to be busy today and tomorrow, too. A lot of schools are closed today, as you know, and a lot of businesses. So a lot of folks that won't be driving today will be driving tomorrow. So we know we're going to be busy all week, and then near the end of the week, we got really cold temperatures. And those cold temperatures are really difficult on batteries. So it's going to be a very busy week.
All right, Nancy. Thanks so much for your call this morning. We'll talk with you soon.
You got it. Thanks, Tony. Appreciate it.